Greetings again, pilgrims, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Pastor Bob. And today I bring you our New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotional. It's Wednesday. It's our middle Sabbath. It's January 27th, 2021. It's our 17th installment of the New Year Launching Pad Devotions. And it's the evening of our Zoom discussion group. Wow, what a day. What a day, our middle Sabbath with all that. And don't forget, your link directly to the Zoom meeting tonight at 7 is right here on this email that you received with this devotion on it. So please join us. We look forward to that. We look forward to having a kind of a just a clear, concise, focused, centered, crisp time with God for just about 10 minutes. Just about 10 minutes. Can you focus on God for 10 minutes and just give Him this time, these words, this story, and our closing prayer, and then see how that impacts your life today. Let's try it. We've brought in the monks to sing background. We've got the Pink Sands candle for atmosphere, and we're gobbling down the kava. Not much left in that cup. All right, today's devotion is called Doing Nothing. Doing Nothing. Michael Casey says this. In 1977, I was in Papua New Guinea. I was told of a customary practice in the villages before the advent of electricity and electronic media. In the evenings, which fell suddenly in these tropical latitudes, the people would gather around a campfire. The term they gave to this in Pidgin was the equivalent of sit down and do nothing time. Sit down and do nothing time. Perhaps they would smoke. If anyone had something to say, it would be said. Perhaps there would be a response. Perhaps not. There was no expectation that anything would happen, and no surprise at anything that did happen. It was simply the communal creation of an empty space. The communal creation of an empty space. I do not know if this practice has continued. I suspect not, Michael Casey says, but a moment's thought will probably lead us to think that it was a very civilized exercise, and one from which we, in our helter-skelter world, could learn. We so often confuse the urgent and the important that we have ceased to understand the difference between them. The urgent always gets done. The important is often left aside until it becomes urgent. There are so many things to do, we say, and so little time in which to do them. As a result, we don't often take the time to do nothing, to smile at the clouds, maybe say hello to the trees, to really notice that the grass is green. We have much more demanding tasks to worry about and to accomplish, don't we? You know, Mary of Bethany got into trouble with her activist sister for sitting and doing nothing, or at least for sitting down at the feet of Jesus and giving all her attention to what he was saying. we will probably be reproached, especially by our own superego, if we try to do the same. You don't want to be seen as doing nothing. Yet many good things grow in the soil of leisure. When both rationality and anxiety are disengaged. So that's what that empty space is about. When both rationality and anxiety are disengaged. It is probably no surprise that Archimedes had his eureka moment when he was relaxing in the bath, not when he was doing his sums in his study. And more latterly, when asked where he got the ideas for his novels, Don DeLillo replied that they come out of all the time he has wasted. High achievers, take note. Wasting time can be productive time. And doing nothing can accomplish very much. Certainly something to ponder. The beauty of being still and quiet in the midst of our helter-skelter life. And the passion with which God adores when we do that and fills our spirit and our hearts and our mind with His will and His thoughts and His way. When we're able to disengage our rationality and anxiety of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, You are the fullness of all that exists. Teach us to empty ourselves of our concerns and activities and to open ourselves to be filled from Your abundance. Help us to make space for You in the midst of our overall lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our King, who taught us how to live in a way that allows space for You to work Your will. In His name, amen.